For a check on the GOP divide, we turn now to Denver Riggleman, a Republican who represented Virginia in Congress up until earlier this month. He's now the chief strategist at the Network Contagion Research Institute. It's an organization fighting misinformation. And Whit Ayers, the president of North Star Opinion Research, a political polling group that has worked with Republican politicians, including Senators Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Hello to both of you. So good to have you with us. Denver Riggleman, let me start with you. What shape is the Republican Party in right now? How much power does President Trump still hold?
I think he holds a lot of power over the party. You know, I'm here in Virginia and sort of the central and south central portion, you know, of this great commonwealth. And right now, when you go down range, and I would say about a half hour south of here, I was down there just recently, and I saw a Trump-Pence sign. Well, Pence had been spray-painted black, had been spray-painted over with very crude language there. And I went into a storefront there, and really everybody in there was completely pro-Trump, and some weren't real happy with me. So what I'm seeing across the country, especially in committees, you're looking at Oregon, you're looking at Kentucky, you're looking at Arizona, you're looking at Georgia, you're looking at Michigan. I think right now what I'm seeing is that in certain districts, I think President Trump's going to play very well. And I think there's an advantage to some of these individuals who sort of grasp the stop the steal mythology and the messaging. And I'm seeing that down in North Carolina. I'm seeing that in other places. And even here in Virginia, you're having people already running on election integrity and stop the steal duty. So I'm not trying to sound, you know, a pessimistic, you know, bell here, but I don't think it's as bad as people think for people who supported President Trump. And I think people like me who are very angry about the Capitol riots might be in the minority right now.